Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Nedarim Tzadi Aleph, Nedarim 91a, pagination is 181, the final daf of Nedarim, starting from the bottom of the page, counting up three lines. We mentioned in the Mishnah on the facing page that when a woman claims that she's been violated, we have mixed feelings about her claim. On the one hand, we're looking to believe it, because a woman wouldn't claim something so degrading happened to her unless it really happened. On the other hand, there emerged a very legitimate concern, Shema Einea Nosna Ba'acher, lest she be viewing a different man and hoping to get married to him, and therefore she's figuring out ways to get out of her marriage, even to the point that she'll claim she was violated. We see on this daf how Chazal dealt with some of these different cases in trying to estimate or prove whether indeed there is a problem halachically, with the marriage continuing. Hahi itza, there was a woman, dechoyoma de tashmish, every time she had relations with her husband, mikadma mashia yadei legavra, she would then bring water for her husband to wash his hands. Yomachad, one time, asya lemaya lemamosha, she went ahead and brought him water to wash in the manner that was typical of after they had relations. Amar lo, he told her, Hadam milsa lo havis ha'idna. We didn't do that this time. Meaning, this past night, we were not together. Why are you bringing me the water? Amra le, she said, Im kain, oh really, we weren't together? If so, chad min nochrim ahaluye dahavu hocha ha'idna. Must be that it maybe it was one of these non-Jewish sellers of the tents who was here, must have been with me. I'ant lo, if it wasn't you, dilma min ho, maybe it was one of them. So she's allowing him to draw the conclusion that there was a violation here. Amar Rav Nachman ruled, Einea nosna ba'acher, we have to assume that she's eyeing a different man somewhere, and she's trying to get out of the marriage, and that's why she staged this thing to bring the husband to his own conclusions. V'lespa ma'shosha b'mila, and there's no validity to what she claimed. Note that in our Mishnah, she actually claimed it. Temeya. She says she's been violated. Over here, she did not necessarily have the chutzpah to say, I've been violated, but she lets him draw his own conclusion with her suggestions. Dilma, maybe it was one of them. You can't argue. I mean, she claims she had relations. Where does that leave us? Rav Nachman says it leaves us that you can disregard what she said. Similarly, Hahi Itza, there was a woman, Delohava Bedicha Daita Bahade Gavra. She was in a bad mood. She wasn't pleasant with her husband. Amar lo, he said to her, Ha'idna Maishana, what's unique about today that you're in a foul mood? Amrale, she said, Me'olam lo tsa'arasan b'derech eretz ki ha'idna. You never pained me in the ways of the world, meaning relations, like you did last night. You were very gruff with me. You hurt me. Amar lo, he said, Lo hava hadamilsa ha'idna. I wasn't with you this past night. Amrale, so she says, Im kain halei nochim naftuye dava ocha idna. Maybe it was one of these non-Jews who is selling the tar, maybe they came in. If indeed it wasn't you, maybe it was one of them. And again, Amalu Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman ruled, Lo sashke chinun ba, you don't have to deal with what she's claiming. No senes ena ba'acher havoi, she's eyeing somebody else, and you could disregard the implied claim that she's making, that she's been violated to get out of the marriage. Let's skip down three lines and do the final case of the Masechta. Hahu Noef. There was a person who acted immorally. De'ol legabe ha'dahi intasa, and he made it in to a certain woman. Asa gavra, solik noef. The husband came home, and this person with an ill reputation left. Esiv bava, he was outside. Hava mechatem tichli tamon v'ta'aminon chivya. And there were some vegetables there, and a snake tasted from them. Generally, we have a concern that if a snake tasted from them, it might have left some of its venom on the product, whether it's water or vegetables or whatever it is, and a person who drinks afterwards would be poisoned. The man, the husband, was intending to eat some of these vegetables. The person of ill repute said, stop, don't eat from them. The ta'aminun chivya, because a snake tasted from them. Question is, can this be used as a proof that nothing bad happened and there is no affair between this man of ill repute and this husband's wife? Amar Rava, indeed Rava ruled, in to say sharia, the wife is permitted. Because im ise de avadi sura, had he done the prohibition of being with a married woman, nichalei de leichel velemos, he would like the husband to eat from it and die, because he's the extra person now. He wants him out of the picture. He has a desire for this woman. And the fact that he saved the life of the husband by warning him indicates that nothing actually occurred between this man of ill repute and the woman. Says the Gemara Pshita, that's a fairly straightforward conclusion, and the Gemara says a phenomenal concept. Mahu detema, I might have thought. In other words, there is a concern, which we're not going to rule the case governed by this concern, but there is a fascinating concern. Isura avat, it could be that he did do the prohibition. So then why is he saving the life of the husband? Vahai de omale de nichale de lo lemus pal, de tihave intise ilave, why isn't he trying to kill the husband, or allowing the husband to kill himself? Why isn't he pleased with that? One could argue because mayim genuvim yimtaku, because the stolen water is sweeter. A pasuk in Mishle, and the idea is that when something is prohibited, there's a certain sweetness in a negative sense to the violation. There's a certain thrill to having an affair with a married woman. If she's not married anymore, then the thrill has been taken away. Kamash Malon, Rava's ruling teaches us that even though this is an important concept, a concept in education, sometimes you don't tell somebody it's totally forbidden, because that actually activates their desire to do it. It's a concept, but Rava told us not to rule based on that concept in such a case. Kamash Malon, that if the man of ill repute took a step to save the life of the husband, then we have an indication that there isn't indeed an affair that occurred because he took the step to save the husband. Again, there is a logic working against this ruling, and that's why it's not so pshita, not so obvious. But the bottom line is that once again, Rava was able to say that you could disregard the indicators that something terrible happened, and just as Rav Nachman was able to restore the marriage, Rava was able to rule that the marriage remains intact. Hadron Alach Meseches Nedarim, we daven for the opportunity to learn the Mesechta more thoroughly in the future. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.